Hey, welcome back to another episode with Bipolar J. This is episode 24, I believe, titled Managing Expectations. I have a quote to help you guys off this morning, and that is the expectation is the parent of resentment. One more time, the quote is expectation is the parent of resentment. That's said by Casey Neistat. He's a famous YouTuber. What do I mean by that? It's just like when you expect something to happen and it doesn't happen, you resent, resentment comes about. For example, if you expect that your spouse is gonna come home cook dinner and they don't do it, then of course resentment arises. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is to not have any expectations at all. But you can't swing too far to the other side because you have no expectations, then you just let people walk all over you. So again, it's like what I've been saying throughout this whole podcast. You gotta have balance. So you gotta find that middle ground where you have a little bit of expectation, but not so much that it breeds resentment. So that's number one. Now, taking in the context of the hospital, I believe doctors are always carefully managing your expectations. Basically, the quote that I want to give you is, what is the quote? Wait, let me think a bit. There was a quote that I had in mind. So, expectation is a parent of resentment. That's a good quote. The other quote I had was happiness. No, that one we've already done. Happiness equals expectation minus reality, right? So we've already done that one in another podcast. I'm not gonna go over it again. But taking it in the context of a hospital, the doctor is carefully managing your expectation. Ah, here's the quote: hope for the best, but expect the worst. So one more time, hope for the best, but expect the worst. And what do I mean by that? Well, like taking the context of myself, I hope I will be able to come off a of medication within, I don't know, I'm gonna say 2 to 3 months based on my current progress. But I expect when my doctors told me, well, my doctor tells me I need to be on this medication for 2 to 3 years minimum. So that's me hoping for the best case scenario, 2 to 3 months, and then expecting the worst case scenario, 2 to 3 years, and maybe even further than that. I don't even know. But the idea is that if you hope for the best and you expect the worst, then you will be okay no matter what, right? Because if you hope for the best and you expect the best, then when the situation arises, it's not the best, then you're devastated, right? We've all been in that situation before. So that's the job of the doctor. You're not a doctor, so you don't need to do all the stuff that I'm telling you. But what I'm telling you is my own system. And basically, I hope for the best, but I expect the worst. And I have no expectations of anyone, of anything, unless if I really want something from them. So again, it goes back to everything I was saying before. You gotta balance everything, every single minute, every single second, every single day. Now I'm not balancing on the every single second. I'm balancing on every single day. So I first started off like balancing every month. Now I'm like balancing every week, then balancing every day, and now I'm kind of like balancing every hour. But maybe I'm overthinking it, and I should just go with the flow state. That's an episode for later date. I really want to talk about the flow state. It's called FLOW. But the thing is, I don't know enough about it to really teach it to anybody right now. So if you're interested in my thought process, you can search up FLOW state. This is a scientific term for when people get into this state of mind where just everything kind of clicks together. And it's not pseudoscience, like it's been proven scientifically. Like rock climbers are usually the ones who are reporting this phenomenon, but you can have it in other fields as well. But anyway, search up the FLOW state, flow state, and just be like water, man. Be like water, my friend, from Bruce Lee. So anyways, that's Bipolar J signing off at 7:46 a.m. on a terrific Thursday. Peace.